Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be alway acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, at the tender age of 4, I loved playing in the sandbox. I dug trenches for my G.I. Joes. I pressed my Superman Play-Doh mole into the grainy texture, and I built sandcastles. I would pack that little plastic green bucket full of the sand. I would flip it upside down and then pull away the plastic. I would marvel at the smooth lines, the indentations from the bucket, and that little indentation on the top, you know, where the buckets, those little cheap plastic buckets where they are finished with the plastic and it creates this little button at the bottom of the bucket, which creates a little button at the top of your sandcastle. And also the little crenels, the little battlements that were indented around the top. But I had to be careful. Sandcastles are frail masterpieces. Any inadvertent movement or tremor in the ground, and the crenels and the smooth lines would crumble away. At times, my 4-year-old coordination got the better of me, and as I was making that new tower, I would pull away a little too fast and bump the edge of the sandcastle, and half of the thing would slough off to the side. Other times, the tortoiseshell cat would wander past, that flicking evil tail. And of course, the granular battlements, poof, gone in a flash because of the tortoiseshell cat. Most of my sandcastles, though, simply died because of too many days under the sun. Too many evenings with rain. My little sandcastles were beautiful, but they were frail masterpieces, creatures of packed dust. And sisters and brothers, we are sandcastles. We are frail creatures, frail masterpieces, packed dust. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. We were created to be sacred citadels, growing into spirited immortality. Sand fused into the glass of everlasting life, transparent to divine glory. But we chose to trust our own dirt feet and hands to make ourselves gods, to make ourselves immortal. And so God gave us our desire to be self-made and crumble at the end of our days. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, and you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And so we are sand and spirit, dirt and holy breath. Any inadvertent movement or tremor, and the crenels and smooth lines of our bodies crumble away. We die. And the past few days and the last few months have reminded us of this. You can only think of Louis and Nicholas and Chuck. And now, a few days ago, Jimmy. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So many crumbled sandcastles, so many frail masterpieces, creatures of packed dust. And we ponder the bulletin with all of its Easter lily dedications this morning. mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, daughters, sons, husbands, wives, those whose lives have been dissolved. In some cases, it seems like a kind of cosmic lack of coordination, a babe cut off before their time, a patch of ice on the blacktop as the truck hits its brakes. In other cases, the tortoiseshelled cat of disease or ill will padded past, flicking her wicked tail. But for many, it was simply too many days under the sun, too many pounding rainstorms, old age. We are sandcastles. We are frail masterpieces of packed dust. We die. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But the triune God has not given up on his masterpieces. He would still have sacred citadels growing into spirited immortality, sand fused into the glass of everlasting life, transparent to the divine glory. He would have you and me live forever with him. Today is Easter. Today is the day that God began to put the sandcastles back together again. In an act of strange beauty, God took on sand, dust, human flesh. He became a frail creature, a crumbling sandcastle. Birthed of the Virgin Mary, his packed lines were smooth, his crenels perfect. His little button on the top, an exact replica of the bucket. For 33 years, this god of dust lived a sandcastle life. But then the inevitable. A seeming lack of cosmic coordination. A tortoiseshell tale of ill will. Roman soldiers. Betrayal. Jealousy. Stupidity. The perfect sandcastle crumbled on the cross. Jesus of Nazareth died. But this God-man never trusted his own dirt feet and hands. He was humble. He was spirited. He was faithful. He loved his father and his fellow sandcastles of dust. For 3 days, Jesus lays in the earth, crumbled, sloughed apart, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But then, on the first day of the week, the day of new creation, a rumbling, a shaking, angel trumpets sound, all of the tumbled grains of sand begin to quiver with life again. And what is this strange event on this Sunday? Each grain rolls back into place. The frail dust repacks itself. From within the body of Jesus erupts a lightning bolt of divine life, the breath of the Father. He who was dead is now alive again forevermore. God puts Jesus' sandcastle back together again. And Jesus strides out of the tomb on Easter Sunday, resurrected, transfigured in glory. He is the sacred citadel, the spirited immortal, sand fused into the glass of everlasting life, transparent to the glory of the Father. And never again will cosmic mishap or tortoiseshell cats of disease or ill will consume his body. St. Paul writes, Christ being raised from the dead no longer dies. Death no longer lords it over him. For the death he died once for all to sin. But the life he lives to God. Jesus lives. But Jesus lives for more than himself. You see, God will put our sandcastles back together again. In the words of our collect this morning, Jesus Christ has overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life. But now Christ is risen from the dead, writes St. Paul, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. You see, those who trust Jesus, those who have been baptized into Christ, are one with him. We are his body. His story is our story. His life is our life. His death is our death. Behold, for 3 days we lay in the earth. Nicholas, Louis, Chuck, Jimmy, all of those for whom the Easter lilies are dedicated, and all of those whom we know, friends and family, who have passed on, lie in that earth 3 days, crumbled, sloughed apart, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But then, on the first day of the week, the day of new creation, a rumbling, a shaking, angel trumpets sound, all of our tumbled grains of sand begin to quiver. What is this strange event? As each grain begins to roll back into place, as the frail dust repacks itself, from within the body of Jesus erupts the lightning bolt of divine life, the breath of the Father that jolts through our frailty, through our death. We who were dead are now alive again forevermore. God puts our sandcastles back together again. For not only is Jesus' story our story, and not only is Jesus' life our life, and not only is Jesus' death our death, but Jesus' resurrection is our resurrection. On the last day, we will stride out of our tombs, resurrected, transfigured, our packed lines smooth again, our crenels perfect in granulation. We will be the sacred citadels God always intended. The spirited immortals, sand fused into the glass of everlasting life, transparent to God's radiant glory. For we shall shine like the stars in the sky because of Jesus. Christ is risen from the dead, having trampled down death by death, setting free those in the tombs. Sisters and brothers, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.